Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Who doesn't love grilling hamburgers in the summer? Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread has reinvented the bread and buns to make having a juicy hamburger and a great summer sandwich so great. Fluffy, delicious flavor, and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. We are loving Hero Bread in our house. My kids are even loving the bread too. Hero Bread has something for every bread lover, including sliced bread loaves, buns, Hawaiian rolls, tortillas, even limited edition 2 gram net carb croissants. And y'all know how much we love a croissant over here. So try Hero Bread today. I know you will love this guilt-free bread as much as we do. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's LIVINGFULLY at hero.co. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey y'all, I'm Mallory and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating 2 multi-million-dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. If you're watching this on the YouTube, you see that I'm in a different setting. I'm in my home, in my room, actually. This is a personal podcast, so we just went all cozy and comfortable with it because we're talking about something really fun and exciting and personal today. And that is that we are having another baby. And we are so excited. We were very surprised. I'll tell you like the story of everything. Very excited. And I have been totally traumatized for the past few months because of the loss that I had right before this pregnancy that I lost later and had to have a DNC. And it was just extremely traumatizing. I'd been through losses before. I had 4 miscarriages between Shepherd and Sunday, but I'd never like had one that late and had to do the DNC. And it was just traumatizing. Well, that was in, that was April 24th that happened. And all of May, we couldn't get my HCG to come down. And it finally did. And my doctor was like, hey, if you guys are going to try for another baby, just make sure that you wait like at least 8 weeks. And so I was like, absolutely. So long story short, we did prevent this pregnancy, but I guess not very well. And we were totally shocked to find out. So I tracked everything and did everything right. And then when I took a pregnancy test and it said positive, I was like, there's literally no way. It just still has to be HCG in my system from the last time. And I sent my doctor a message and she was like, okay. So I went in for that first sonogram. And in the first sonogram, we saw a heartbeat. We had seen the heartbeat 3 times with the last one that we had lost. So like, I wasn't trying to get my hopes up. But then as weeks and weeks passed, things were just looking like they were going to be okay. And so now, obviously being in my second trimester and being further along, I feel comfortable
sharing it with everybody. And we share every part of pregnancy journeys with you guys, whether it is a good pregnancy journey or whether it's a really hard one like we recently had. And this is just such a joy to announce and so exciting. And I love it kind of that it was a surprise, because I'm usually not surprised. And so this was just how it happened was meant to be. And we were just very, very excited. So we found out, we'd already seen the heartbeat and everything before like the 4th of July. And I did not tell my friends. I didn't tell the people that worked with me. I didn't tell my family, because I just didn't know if it was going to work out, because we'd just come off the heels of a later loss. And so when I finally did start telling people, when I was like way further along, most everyone was excited, but my parents were apprehensive because I'm a high-risk pregnancy, and because they had just, they were in town, you know, as I was going through the DNC and like all of the mess of the last pregnancy. And so they, as parents of a child who is a pregnant person that's high risk and just has been through this, were like, they were excited, but like they also were just like, oh gosh, like I hope everything's okay, because I just don't want you to have to go through that again. And it was totally fine. I'd kind of prepared myself for that. And now they're like so excited. My mom, like whenever I hit 12 weeks, you know, a little while back, she was just like, now I feel totally fine. Even though obviously like things we know could still go wrong, but we're all feeling really good about it. And like, everything's going to be good. My sister, as you guys know, who's dealt with a lot of, has dealt with an infertility journey, and is like, she and I are so close, and are, you know, we know everything about each other and we share everything. It's always tough to share with a sibling that you're that close with that you're having another baby when they're in the midst of an infertility journey. Well, A, this one was a surprise, but we were going to have another baby, God willing, even had I not been surprised that for, you know, a few weeks after the DNC. But I think I like would have told her before. And before I had, like, once I'd kind of made that decision. And so I was very nervous to tell Jade. And Jade, she called me one day and was like, and I was probably like 10 and a half weeks or so. And she called me and she was like, hey, I'm having that dream that I have when you're pregnant. And it's okay. Like, if you are, you can just tell me. And I was so glad that she kind of like cracked the door open for me, because I just love my sister so much. And I know this journey that she's going through is a really tough one. And I understand that you can hold happiness for someone while you also hold sadness for yourself. And like, I know we're about to be pregnant at the same time, because I know that she's about to have a pregnancy. I just can feel it. And I know that it's going to be a great ending to this story. I've always said that with her. But just kind of letting you guys in on like all the BTS of pregnancy number 4. A lot of people always ask the question, like, you know, how did you feel when you first found out? I was shocked and I didn't really believe it. And then Kyle was on his way to the movies. Kyle is weird and likes to go to the movies by himself. And so he was on his way to the movies and I just called him. I was like, I think I'm pregnant. Like, I just took a test and it is like red, red. I was like, and he was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like, I think so. And so he's like, do you want me to turn around? And I was like, well, you can't do anything about it. Like, and I, in the morning when I waited one day, and then the next day I sent a message through the portal, like to my doctor. And I was like, hey, I somehow got a positive pregnancy test just now. I was like, I completely tracked my ovulation. Like, I did everything that I knew to do right. That's always worked before. And I don't know how this is possible, but like, you know, I guess I need to come in and get a blood test. And they called me the next day and I had a conversation with one of the nurses, and this nurse has been through a lot with me, losses and, you know, all of the issues and high risk pregnancies. And I just kept saying to her over and over, I was like, I just don't know. I was like, I'm just really scared and I'm just really freaked out. And I feel like this is an example of how trauma is like totally stored in the body, because I was, after I got off the phone with her, I like burst into tears and like could not stop crying because I was just so traumatized from last time. Your body's just anticipating in a way that like that could happen again. And I was just like, I cannot go through that again. Like, even though I had 4 in a row before Sunday, it was just different this last time. There was just something about it that made it so hard. And I had a lot of really emotional times in the last like couple months. Every time we went to a sonogram, I was like holding two rosaries during it. I was saying like a million prayers. I was really, really emotional. And I'm a person that like believes in positive thinking, and I could not get the thoughts out of my head that something was going to go wrong every single sonogram, because the last one, that the pregnancy that we lost, it was a missed miscarriage to where we found out in the sonogram. So every time I went in that room, and what was really cool is when we went in for our sonogram, I have an amazing OB who I really love in Nashville, and they're always booked for their sonograms. So I had to go to this other place where they just do imaging. And it's the same place that I had most recently been to when we lost the baby. So already parking in that parking lot, driving to that place, parking in that parking lot, going up the elevator, walking into that waiting room, I was already feeling like major trauma response. And this was June. I mean, it was like not that long after I had just been through everything. It was weeks after that. And so I went in. And then the girl that walked out to call my name and do my sonogram was the one that did my last sonogram. She was the one that told me that I had lost that baby. And she looked at me and I looked at her when she walked out, and I was just took a big deep breath, and she took a big deep breath too. And Kyle and I walked back with her, and she said, "Are you okay with me doing this?" And I was like, yes, yes, you know, it wasn't you. And then we walk into the same room, and she was like, "Are you okay? You know, that this is the room." It's literally the same room, same sonographer. And I was just, it was just like out of body. I was so nervous when I got on that table. And when she did the sonogram, and you could see this little tiny heartbeat, like that very first one, she and I both got emotional. And now she's like very special to me because she's done like almost all of my sonograms. And after that first sonogram, I still, even though I was feeling okay, like I said, we'd seen the heartbeat several times the time before, so I wasn't feeling 100% good. And so we did another sonogram, everything was good. We did another sonogram, everything was good. Another sonogram, everything was good. Then I made it to where I started going to the high risk doctor because I see MFM for a lot of different things. And I have every pregnancy. The first two pregnancies was because I had gestational diabetes. And then we found out I had blood clotting disorder after the string of miscarriages and recurrent loss testing. And it's called antiphospholipid syndrome. And you have to be on Lovenox injections the whole pregnancy until like 48 hours before you deliver. And so I'm high risk because of gestational diabetes, because of the blood clotting disorder. And then now advanced maternal age, of course, now if you're after 35, you're geriatric. So you also go because of that. And then I have a thin spot in my uterus, which is common after several C-sections. But so I literally have four reasons to go to the MFM. And so you don't go to the MFM until you're like 10 and something. So when I went there, was when I really was like, oh my gosh, like this one's going to work out. Is everything going to be okay? And that appointment went really well. I asked him, I said, you know, what are the chances I won't have gestational diabetes this time? Cause I started out a lot healthier, I feel like, in this pregnancy than I did with, Shepherd's and maybe even Ford's. And he was like, about zero. I was like, oh, zero. Okay. And so we started talking about like the other things, and just I'll be on the same protocol through the pregnancy and I feel good about it and I feel fine. But he said, you know, during your sonogram, I did see a couple subchorionic hemorrhages that I want to call out. And I was like, are you seriously going to let me leave here with another issue?
As parents, we do everything we can to set up our kids for successful futures, academics, team sports, college admissions. But what about getting started financially when they're out on their own? Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child that grows with them and helps prepare them for their financial future. Fabric makes it easy and manageable for parents to set up an investment account for your child now that grows with them and helps prepare for their financial future. How great is that? Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to make it easy easy to plan for and manage your family's financial path. With a kids' investment account from Fabric, you can start investing in your child's future today. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to help protect their family. Start investing in your child today at meetfabric.com/livingfully. That's meetfabric.com/livingfully. meetfabric.com/livingfully.
This is a paid promotion for the Fabric UGMA product and not for investment advisory services. Portfolios managed by Fort Washington Investment Advisors, Inc. Custodial services provided by Apex Clearing Corporation. All investing is subject to risk. Terms apply. Learn more at meetfabric.com.
If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/ today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/ today. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
A subchorionic hemorrhage, if you guys aren't familiar, I still have one of them left, but it's on the smaller side. They're in about 25% of pregnancies, and it's just this little like spot in your uterus where I don't know if it's like an active bleed or like it can, I don't know. But I do have one of those. I'm not having any issues with it or anything, but because I'm on a blood thinner, it just makes it challenging if it were larger. So we're watching that, and if you guys are praying, people, if you could just say a prayer that that continues to do what it's doing now, which is it's going to go away. Also, like, we're very excited, and I'm going to have this baby in February, and I'm super excited because I will have a baby in every season. I will have four seasons of babies. So I'll have a February baby, an April baby, which is a spring baby, a June baby, which is summer baby, and then a September baby, which is a fall baby. And I love having all their birthdays spread out, and I'm really excited too because the age distance apart from Sunday and this baby, I feel really good about too. So Ford and Shepherd are 17 months apart. Shepherd and Sunday are 2 years and 9 months apart. And then this baby and Sunday will be 2 years and 8 months apart. Feeling wise, like if I had to say how I feel very similar to the way that I did with Sunday. I don't feel great. I'm not one that like throws up all through a pregnancy, but I do feel nauseous and I feel tired. And you guys know I run 100 miles an hour in my life and I show up constantly on social media and we share everything. And it has been really, really hard in the last 6 weeks. And I feel like I was just less on there and less on there and less on there because A, I get big so fast. And also I've been pregnant basically since January because I was pregnant for a few months and then lost that pregnancy. My HCG wouldn't go down for that number of weeks. And then I literally got pregnant like the next month. I've been pregnant this entire year. And like, you know, I feel like that made me, a person that already gets really big really fast, get really, really big really fast. And so it's really hard to hide. And I'm also like not very tall. So that's been tough. And then holding hope and fear at the same time in life is always hard. There is nothing that you can do to have the thoughts of what happened before, especially if you were traumatized, out of your brain. There is nothing that you can do. I mean, I wish that I could just remove that part of my brain sometimes so that I could just have hope and joy and faith. But I do think that we are made as human beings to be able to coexist with fear and hope at the same time. And I think when you get in trouble is when your only fear and when you are just scared the whole time and all you can do is replay what happened before and where the hope is so quiet, it's almost non-existent. Because although I've technically had more losses than I have live births, I still remember that I have carried 3 healthy pregnancies and I have 3 healthy children to show for that, and not that I've had 5 losses. And I just constantly had to re-remind myself every time I feel like I would be extra crampy, or every time I would feel like really, really nervous before a sonogram, or every time I would be replaying the events that had happened to me before through my head, I had to constantly remind myself that this had happened to me before and I got Sunday out of it. And it could go that way again. It could not, but it could. And that is what hope is to me. It is remembering that, like, what if it all went right instead of what if it all went wrong? And I had to constantly remind myself and battle that in my head every single day. And I think you constantly do after you've experienced something like that. But that is how I made it through, you know, the first 13 and a half weeks of pregnancy until I was really feeling okay about it. I just kept remembering that it could be okay, and until it like was okay. And now I'm feeling good about it. We are going to do the surprise nursery again, I think. I'm really excited about that. We're kind of trying to figure out like how we're going to configure the house. We are not going to find out. If it is a girl, I think that this baby and Sunday could share a room because Sunday has a huge room. And I just think that sisters are such a special thing, and like that's something that we could try. We have a bunk room that is an overflow room that's kind of like close to the boys' side of the hallway. And it doesn't have a closet or a bathroom in it, so it would kind of be a little bit funky for a bedroom, but it could definitely be used for a bedroom. So we're considering that. We considered my office, but the problem is I still do a lot of like work from home, and we have a lot of things that come into the house that we have to organize that we kind of need a landing space for. So I don't think we're going to use my office. I think that we'll end up doing that upstairs room. And here's the challenge, because whenever we did the surprise nursery before, we did it in Shepherd's, and they came and installed the entire room when I went in to have a C-section. So they were not doing anything in that room until then. And then with Sunday, what was so great is that we were leaving our current home because we moved like 10 days after we had Sunday. So they had an empty house that we weren't in that they could go ahead and start on the nursery. So they did this really cool stuff on the walls and, you know, different things, and they were able to do that. But we are living in the home now that we will be doing the nursery in, and like it's by the playroom and it's across from the boys' room. So we're going to have to put like major padlocks on there if anybody's going to start doing anything before, you know, right before we have the baby. So we'll figure all that out. You know, I'm one of 4 children. I've always felt like we were a 4-kid family. I do not feel like we are a 5-kid or 6-kid or 7-kid family. I've always felt very, very strongly that we are a 4-kid family. When we got pregnant with the last pregnancy that we lost, I was so confused by that because I felt really strongly that like we were meant to have 4. And I told Kyle after we went through that, I was like, you know, I'm 50-50 here because part of me cannot go through that again. Part of me like went on such an emotional roller coaster, and I had the weirdest hormonal shifts that caused things to happen in my brain that have never happened to me in my life after that DNC. And part of me was like, we are a 4-kid family and I love having children and I cannot end on this note. And Kyle kept saying over and over, he's like, we just got to give it one more shot. Like, let's just give it one more shot. And then if it doesn't work this time, then we know that we're meant to have 3. And it was kind of nice that we didn't really plan for that final shot, that we kind of were surprised by it and pleasantly surprised, especially now that it's worked out. Because making the decision to step into a risky arena is harder than just like being surprised, like, oh, we're here again. and we're going to deal with what comes. Our family is really excited. The kids are really excited. You can definitely feel a difference being pregnant in your early 30s versus your later 30s. I've had all my kids in my 30s and I love it. You know, I think that this just feels exactly right for us. We're so excited to share the news with everybody. I am just really grateful that God can make beauty from the ashes. The first person I actually told was Amy. Amy that helps me with all my nutrition stuff. She and I are very close. And I called her from the bathroom and showed her like the pregnancy test. Because we had started working together like a couple days before. And she was like, if you're wanting to have this fourth baby, you're going to have to get your health right. And I was just like, yes, I know. You know, and that was like the day before. And so I was shocked. And I called, and she was just like, oh, shoot. And we were just like, I was so scared. And she said in that first phone call, she was like, this is beauty from the ashes. This is beauty from the ashes. And I can remember that Amy, for some reason, because I told her early on in my pregnancy before this, when I told her about the first pregnancy, she said to me, and I'm like, Amy's not going to want me to call her prophetic. So I'm not going to call her prophetic, but I think this is very, she's very, very close to God. And I think that people just feel things. And one of the first things she said to me that last time was, you need to put on your armor. Put on your armor this pregnancy. That's what she kept saying to me. And I was like, well, why are you saying that? She was like, I just feel like you need to put on your armor for God, or put on your armor. And I was like, do you feel like something's going to go wrong? She was like, no, and she kept saying that to me. Like every time I would talk to her, put on your armor. And then when things started to go wrong at the very end, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that to me, because she was so right. And this was like before there were ever any issues. And then this time, the first thing that she said was, beauty from the ashes. This is beauty from the ashes. And like, I just have kept replaying that in my head and thinking about that, like beauty from the ashes. And I don't know if like the quote's exactly in the Bible. I can't remember like exactly where it came from. It's somewhere in the Bible. But rainbow babies and redemptive stories are some of my favorite, because life is life and it's going to hand us some tough blows. We've seen it all around us. But specifically with having children, we've seen the extreme of that with my sister losing a baby that was, you know, he was 34 days old and he had all those surgeries and it was just a mess of a hard time. And it was absolutely terrible. And the redemptive story of when she got pregnant with George and had a healthy baby was just, it made it just 10 times better. And then I'd never experienced anything like that. And then here I have 4 miscarriages in a row after Shepherd. And you never think you're going to be that statistic. And then when you're in the middle of it, it's so confusing and so disorienting. And every doctor is telling you something different. And you feel like you got to be your own advocate, but you didn't go to medical school and you don't understand what's going on. So you just like got to throw your hands up and be like, okay, well, I'm going to try this. And I just really love the story of Sunday. And I really am so grateful that I didn't give up after I went through what I went through. And I'm really great that like we didn't give up, even though technically we didn't make this decision. We were going to make this decision after this, because I think the most beautiful stories are born from struggle and pain, and you just want them 10 times more when they get here, I feel like. So we just cannot wait to be to welcome another baby into our home in 2025. This will be our last baby. It just feels like the perfect cherry on top of our family. Everyone's going to be like, what do you feel like it is? I feel like it's a girl. I don't know, and we won't find out, but that's just my general feeling. We're just so excited. So thank you guys so much for sharing in the excitement. I just wanted to do a little casual at home podcast, just kind of like telling you guys some of the BTS of the story about this fourth baby. So please say a prayer. Pray for my diabetes and my blood clotting issues and the hemorrhages and just, you know, everything else. I have faith, even though there are a million reasons not to. Everything has been perfect. Where the baby implanted, where the placenta went, everything has been perfect based on all of the issues that like I could have had with my uterus. Some of that was just kind of like a crapshoot, like where that baby went. It went to the perfect spot, which feels like this whole pregnancy has been guided and is blessed and it's going to be okay. So thank you guys for being excited. And thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want to watch this YouTube video, you guys can watch it. We do all our podcasts on YouTube. Also, Kyle and I will do like a I'm not in the first trimester anymore, but we usually do trimester updates, but we'll do like a, we're having a baby video on YouTube like we usually do, and start doing some more of that kind of stuff over there, especially since it's our last one. So yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast or watching it, and just excited because we're having a baby. Hey friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.